47 years ago, Clyde and Barb Purdzak moved from a bungalow on 40th and Center in Milwaukee to this century-old farmhouse in Racine County. Clyde supervised a foundry, but in his off hours, delighted in farming his fields and raising livestock, he points to a well just behind the house.
That's it. It's a cased well all the way down, and of course it's pumped into the house.
Until now, the only glitch in the water system occurred when lightning struck a prized oak above our heads.
The lightning went down the pipe all the way down and burned the wires.
Back in 2009, the DNR began monitoring a handful of private wells in the area. At the start of this year, concern soared when the town of Raymond learned its elementary school tested high in molybdenum.
The number's been fluctuating, we understand, from 100 to 140. What it is today, I don't know. I haven't talked. But they're on bottled water.
The Purdzaks live 5 miles from Raymond Elementary. Their 5 children went to school there. So did some of their grandkids. So when the metal levels were found to be of concern, the couple decided to follow DNR recommendations and have their well water tested. Clyde found the results shocking, more than twice that of the elementary school.
My molybdenum count here is up to 221. It's the highest anybody in the whole area. A gentleman from the DNR came out here 2 weeks ago, and he took samples in, many samples, and then he was supposed to get back to us, and I'm waiting for the results now.
Barb Purdzak had already stopped drinking their tap water long before molybdenum crossed anybody's lips. She says the water simply didn't taste as good as it used to.
I used to just love the taste of this water.
She admits to heightened concern. 8 months ago, she found out she has gout. It's one health condition linked to high levels of molybdenum.
You know, I never had gout ever. And then back, oh, I would say maybe 8 months ago or so, I started with it. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not doing anything different. Where's this coming from?
Purdzak doesn't want to think the well water is to blame. She just wishes she could get answers. Long before the DNR showed up on the couple's doorstep, Clyde set out to inform himself. He leafs through a file of information he's accumulated on technology to eliminate molybdenum.
This is a filter here, and all that is a mini distillery. You see the size of it? The size of a coffee pot.
Yet the couple says informational meetings the DNR has arranged has left them more frustrated than informed.
Where is it coming from? And, you know, how dangerous is it really?
How dangerous is it? If you could take more samples in different areas and try to pinpoint this thing, you know, to where it possibly could be coming from.
The Purdzaks muse, has the changed landscape caused molybdenum levels to rise? Property to the west has become landfill. To the east, a utility has deposited coal ash. The DNR continues collecting samples, while debate persists over whether Wisconsin's molybdenum standards are stiffer than necessary. Our bodies need a certain amount. While information is gathered and debated, Barb Purdzak says they can afford to purchase bottled water. But the couple would rest easier if nearby Raymond Elementary had a permanent fix.
Our great-grandbaby is going to go to the 4-year-old kindergarten starting next year.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.